Welcome to Face to Face. Today, we feature Pam Pales and her son, Noah Early. A talk filled with insights from childhood, some interesting directions, future expectations, young adulthood, and a mother's pride.
I know that you don't remember, like, right after I was born and all that, but do you remember what it was like when you first saw me that you remember seeing me?
I actually do remember a little bit right after you were born because they laid you right against me. You were kind of wrapped up, but you were really little and you were really loud. That should have been an indication of what was to come. And then I remember when the next time I was awake was in the hospital, and I just cried a lot. I was so happy because it seemed like your dad and I waited a really long time.
Did it ever seem like I wasn't going to happen? Like,
oh, it always seemed like you were never going to happen. We tried for 2 years, I think.
When I was growing up, did you have any dreams for me? Did you have any dreams about the kind of person I'd be, that sort of thing?
You really had a lot of dreams for yourself from the beginning, so you didn't give us a lot of options. Once you learned to talk and started talking and never stopped, you really always loved space, except for the Titanic.
Oh, God.
Once you got past the Titanic, then it was the shuttle and Star Trek and Star Wars and astrophysics and reading Neil deGrasse Tyson and Stephen Hawking. And then you started talking about physics and trying to explain it to us. And Jay and I were completely at a loss and just nodded and smiled a lot.
What were some of the hardest moments with me or about me when I was growing up and going through all of that?
I don't really remember any of your growing up really being hard. Even when you were little, you always just asked a lot of questions. And it was important to me to always give you the true answer, as long as it was age appropriate.
Yeah.
It was important to me that we never lie to you. And we always talked to you like you were smart enough to understand. I also am so proud of how strong you are and how driven you are and motivated. And you have always been focused on what you could be and what you wanted to be. And you have an amazing sense of humor. You always are able to make Jay and I laugh and your daddy laugh too. I'm not entirely sure how you're always able to do that, but you're not afraid to play and be silly.
I think sometimes I probably make jokes where I shouldn't, but it breaks the mood a little bit.
Yeah, you probably do make some jokes where you shouldn't, but you're right. It does.
Before our time is up, I just want to ask, you know, are you proud of me? Are you proud of where I'm going?
I'm so proud of you. I try to tell you that all the time. I'm proud of you because you're doing your best. And that's all that I've ever asked. Are you glad that you have Jay and Daddy?
Yes. You're my family. There's nothing that's ever going to change that.
I hope that you stay true to yourself. I think that's the most important thing and the hardest thing.
Yeah.
So you'll come back to Corpus and see us, even though this isn't your home?
Yes. I'll always come back to Corpus and see you.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too.
A touching talk between a mother and son, as only their close-knit bond can provide. Face to face.